Absolutely.
Good morning. Welcome to House Finance. The time is 11:13. For the record, we have Representative Holm, Representative Wyrock, Representative Hucker, Representative Curtula, Vice Chair Stoltz, Co-Chair Meyer, and myself, Co-Chair Chenault. On today's agenda, we have the following bill, SB 3006, Stranded Gas Amendment. Presenting this morning will be Commissioner Bill Corbis from the Department of Revenue. So, Bill, if you'd like to run us through SB 3002, we will start there. And also, for the record, Representative Kelly has joined us. So with that, Commissioner Corbis, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Bill Corbis, Commissioner of Revenue, appearing on behalf of the administration. Under the Stranded Gas Development Act, Section 430, following the closure of the public comment process, the administration is allowed 30 days to prepare a summary of public comments received on the contract and preliminary fiscal interest finding, renegotiate the contract, and issue the final fiscal interest finding. The purpose of the committee substitute for SB 3002 is to extend the time to renegotiate the contract and prepare the fiscal interest finding for up to 120 days. We have just completed the public process, started on May 10th, ended on July 24th, 75-day public process period. Received comments on the contract and the preliminary fiscal interest findings. Included in the public process was a 11-day sort of briefings of the legislature, 7 public hearings, 6 public forums, and presentations by the administration to chambers, rotaries, and anybody else that was willing to listen to us all over the state. During that period, we accepted written comments, emails, voicemails, and verbal comments. In total, we received 2,158 comments. So, we must analyze what we have received. This is a major amount of work. Following that, we must determine the proposed changes to the contract and the fiscal interest finding. We must renegotiate the contract and finalize the fiscal interest finding. 30 days is an inadequate time frame to complete this process. That's what's going on upstairs right now. We would suggest to you that one of the things that is also holding this up is that the contract analysis and renegotiation is partially dependent on how the PPT legislation comes out, and that placing the administration in such a tight frame, places the administration, the state, at a disadvantage in renegotiating the contract. Therefore, we believe that additional time is necessary in order to complete this process, and we urge that you pass the proposed amendment to the Stranded Gas Act. With that, I'm available to answer any questions.
Put money back
Any questions? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Co-Chair Schnault, Commissioner. Can you, just for clarification, the record, the date, the time starts again? Can we just clarify that for the record?
Well, the public process ended on July 24th. So I think it would be August 23rd. 30 days from July 24th. And that's the way that the statute reads right now. You're asking when under the proposed 120 days?
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, so the date continues, it remains at July 24th, and it's 100, with passage, this would be 120 days henceforth? Or is that incorrect?
It would extend the period from, yes, from July 24th for 120 days versus the 30 days that the Act right now sets out.
Mr. Chairman, which would probably be somewhere first, second week in November, just doing a quick calculation. Is that sometime mid-November?
I'm not sure about that.
I would guess it's somewhere toward the
November
24th, somewhere in that time frame would be my guess. November 20th, November 24th. Any other questions, Representative Stoltz?
Nope, just numbers.
Okay. Commissioner, if there's no other questions, thank you. Next, we'll move on to public testimony. Is there anyone from the public that would like to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online that has called in to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. I'll bring up fiscal notes. There are two previous zero fiscal notes that accompany the bill. The fiscal notes pertain to other versions of the bill and do not apply to the bill that's before the committee, so the committee will need to adopt a new zero fiscal note issued by the Department of Revenue dated 8-9-06. Are there any other comments, questions, or concerns dealing with SB 2002? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee. Representative Hawker.
Thank you, sir. In the absence of our normal bill mover, I would move CS for Senate Bill Number 3002 NGD from committee with the attached revised fiscal note and individual recommendations, sir.
Okay. Are there any objections? Seeing none, SB 3002 is moved from committee. Currently at this time, I don't believe we have any other reason to meet. I believe that we do have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, but at this time it's not our intent to meet. So with that, I'll bring the meeting to a close and we can move back to the floor. With that, thank you. Meeting's adjourned.